This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
English is a big, big part of it. I mean, I've had students coming from local universities with second-class upper law degrees.
Right.
And when I asked, during the interview, when we asked them questions in English, they respond in Malay. Ask in English, they respond in Malay. And they ask us if we could conduct the interview in Malay.
Uman Ezra here on the all-new Evening Edition. It's 6:42 p.m. And, of course, you know, as we mentioned, you know, the Malaysian Employers Federation has some advice for those of you looking for jobs, and it relates to English.
That's right. So,
do you speak English?
No, I don't. Sorry.
Oh, my car's broken down, and I wondered if you could tell me where to find a garage.
Yeah, well, you know, that's wasted on me. I don't understand what you're saying.
All right, you know, I've always...
I jumped the gun there. I decided to speak before Simon Pegg. I apologize because I love Simon Pegg.
Yes. I can believe that. I think, and I feel that you're also going to meet him in the next couple of years or something. I've just got that sentiment right now.
I've met Edgar Wright. Just right,
All right, we'll talk.
Shove your Paul McCartney in my face, Samola.
Okay, we're going to talk about this story about, you know, previously we were speaking about Dr. Mahathir, right?
That's right.
So he made some remarks, and he was sort of lamenting the fact that many graduates end up becoming Uber drivers.
Or sell nasi lemak.
And so the Malaysian Employers Federation have come out in response to that and saying that graduates have only themselves to blame if they fail to get jobs, as there are many vacancies, but they are not competent enough to fill them, and much of it relates to the issue of their English.
Doesn't come as very much of a surprise, really. I mean, you know, we've seen this come up over and over again in multiple surveys done by recruitment agencies when it comes to speaking to headhunters about interviewing, and how fresh graduates can barely string a sentence together. They can't write letters. Their emails are appalling. Mm-hmm. So it keeps coming up, and yet, you know, even in the Malaysian Education Blueprint, there's a big emphasis on English, and yet we still can't seem to get it right on the actual ground.
Yeah, well, according to online employment company JobStreet Malaysia, there are more than 26,000 job opportunities available. You know, they're taking a look at some of their numbers, right? And so they've always said that there's always a gap between employers' expectations and the ability of graduates.
Yep.
And on a JobStreet.com survey conducted last year, nearly 75% of employers indicated that they found the quality of graduates to be only average.
That's right. And there were five reasons, right? Unrealistic salaries, benefits, are choosy about their job and company, character, attitude, personality, poor communication skills. But 59% did not get hired because of the command of the English language. I mean, yes, this is a very hot political topic constantly. It becomes a very emotional topic. But I don't think it's a zero-sum game. I don't think just because you master English, it means that you somehow abandon your mother tongue, right?
Right.
And it's an easy win for politicians who are trying to rile up the masses.
This is true. Well, to tell us more about what young folks are expecting out of their careers is Jaindeep Patel, the head of products and services at GTI Media. It's a company that helps educate young graduates on career prospects. Jaindeep, thank you for being with us on the program. Now, it sounds as if graduates who are looking for jobs have unrealistic expectations, like higher salaries or specific job scopes. How did they arrive at these types of unrealistic expectations?
I think there are a few reasons or factors behind this, and they are not new. First of all, their expectations of jobs and industries comes from a lack of awareness on what's out there. So it comes down to them not doing the research before they look for a job. And this can actually stem from a few other factors, one of them being poor communication. So students who are not comfortable with English, for example, they find out too late that English is really critical in the workplace. So what happens is that by the time they try to improve their communication, verbal, written English, it's just too late. So all of this should have been done, you know, when they were still in class in university.
So Jaideep, have you seen more emphasis in universities to address this so that students are somewhat prepared to fulfill these requirements?
Right. So I think the career services departments of the universities have a big role to play. We find that a lot of Malaysian students are pampered. They're not given the right kind of exposure, or they're not given that sense of urgency to prepare them for jobs. But I think it also comes from a very traditional aspect, as in Asian parents tend to pamper their kids. And when they grow up in that kind of general environment, they do not have that sense of urgency that would actually push them to work harder for a job. And the understanding is that, you know, if I have a good degree, that guarantees me a good job. And that's just not true. They have to prepare themselves, and they cannot expect others to do it for them. The thing is, it comes down to awareness. Do they really know what's out there? Do they really know how much they are supposed to ask? Let's just focus on salaries, for example. Do they even know how much they are worth? So it all comes down to doing the research and finding out what the average is out there, what the market is ready to pay, and then justifying it. So being aware of what's going on, being aware of what's happening out there in terms of, you know, current news, how the ringgit is doing, for example, all of these things play a big role. So they need to keep adjusting their expectations based on what's out there as well.
Jenny, one of the suggestions from the Malaysian Employers Federation is for students to take the reins and learn to improve their English on their own. With so many resources available out there, is there something that's inhibiting Malaysian graduates from being proactive in that respect?
I think that's especially important for being a very good English speaker and writer. There are many ways for them to actually improve their communication. It can even be as simple as watching your favorite TV shows in English, or listening to good music with good lyrics. You know, it can come from many different ways. I think it's more of the perception, or maybe they're just afraid of trying to improve their English. They feel like it's their native tongue, mother tongue is the comfort zone for them. And this also works when they are actually expecting something from the job in terms of demands at work, right? So if they want to increase their expectations, or if they want to demand more from the employers, for example, higher pay, better benefits, flexi work hours, and so on, they need to be able to prove all of these things during the interview and at work. And that includes being able to communicate well internally and with their clients.
Right. Now, there doesn't seem to be a one-size-fits-all solution for this. A lot of the times, the advice to millennials is just to be less millennial, to be less picky and commit to getting the work experience. I mean, is this effective advice, though?
The thing that I've understood and I've learned over the years is that millennials are not the same. It's unfair to generalize them or to say that they fit certain stereotypes, because I've met millennials who meet those stereotypes and millennials who are completely opposite. I think being picky is not wrong, as long as you are willing to understand what you can do, and you need to basically know how you can contribute to the company, and you need to be prepared to justify what you demand from a job, be it salary, benefits, or flexi working hours, and so on. It's down to the graduate to prove this or to make a point to the employer during the interview and follow up with really good performance during the probation period. So they should be realistic in the sense of how picky they can be, okay? And they should be prepared to justify it.
Well, good advice, Jaideep. Thank you very much for that. That was Jaideep Patel, Head of Products and Services over at GTI Media, giving us his thoughts on the attitude of young graduates and I guess the thing that they should look at when they're looking for jobs. Now, if you have any thoughts on this particular story, call us at 03-771-09000 on TalkBack. Folks, we've got some music for you right now by Billy Joel. It's Still Rock and Roll to Me, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.